Let's try to pinpoint some clues to navigating the many privacy laws, because if there's one thing that's clear, is that this is a complex area, requires a lot of thought, requires careful analysis. So, you know, we're not always going to readily know the answer to whether we can share information, but we know that we can look to these laws to help guide us. So here are some clues. One is to assess things from the perspective of the person or organization who wants to share information. So for example, is the organization a covered entity that must follow HIPAA, or is the organization a facility that must follow mental hygiene law, section 3313, is it both? Second, do you have consent to share the information, and does your consent satisfy the legal requirements? So this would be, you know, if you're a HIPAA covered entity and you're basing your disclosure on consent, is it written? Does it meet the standards? If you're a HIPAA covered entity who also has to follow state law, does it meet the standards of HIPAA and state law? If you're only a healthcare provider subject to PHL 18, but you're not a HIPAA covered entity, can you get away with the more flexible definition of consent? So you're looking at whether you have consent, is it verbal, is it written, does it satisfy the various legal requirements? If you do not have consent, you want to think about, your analysis isn't over, because as we've talked about, there are circumstances where you can share information without consent. So you have to ask yourself, are you allowed? So for example, does the treatment exception apply? Is state law stricter?